Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, so much power.
Hallelujah.
You're about to do in the life of those that believe.
believe and trust in you, Father God. Lord, we ask right now that you increase our faith. Lord, and open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you just have your way right now. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and grace right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we know and understand if it had not been for you, oh God, we wouldn't be here today, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we don't have to fear, man. Lord, that you are with us, oh God, that you never leave us for the sake of. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we come to give you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, oh God. My Lord, my God, we can't thank you enough. I need y'all to understand today, according to Revelation 1 and 4, the Bible said, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come. We are saved by the grace of God, the grace provided by the Father in heaven, by the Son and his crucifixion, of God, crucifixion you all, in the name of Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Spirit here on earth, whereby he convicts us of our need for salvation. So open up your mouth and give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. I thank everybody for being here today. Welcome to the shout. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manning. I thank God for another day, you all. As today I'm celebrating my birthday, we are having some technical difficulties on the line. I'm not sure what is going on with the system today, so I don't know if you can hear me. It's showing error. I did text Evangelist Kimberly Rufford and let me know if you all can hear me. I don't know what the system is doing. It's just showing me an error right now. So if you can text me, I can hear you. That would help me out because I can't see anything. I'm in the studio. It's just showing me a blank error in the system, you all. So bear with me this today because I can't hear you. I can't see you. I can't open up the line so that you all can shout with me. I'm just going to believe that before the system went down here, I saw that there was Evangelist Kimberly Rufford was on the line. God bless you. God keep you. I saw that my cousin Brenda Gail Carter was on the line. God bless you. God keep you. I saw that my cousin Dorita was on the line. God bless you. God keep you. I saw that I believe that was my cousin Bonnie came in on the line. God bless you. God keep her. Keep you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Her daughter may have been on the line. I'm not sure who's all on the call. I'm just going to go by who's normally on the call. Sister Connie Northern, God bless you. God keep you. My mother can't do it. God bless you. God keep you. Sister Darlena Dudley, God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Sister Jordan Adams, God bless you. God keep you. My husband, Pastor Manny, God bless you. God keep you. Anybody else that's visiting today, I'm not trying to leave nobody out. My system just shut down, so I can't even see the studio. But I received a message from Evangelist Kimberly to let me know that you all can hear me. So we thank God that you all can hear me. I'm going to keep on pressing on and pressing in, believing that your line is still open, though the system is shut down. So, Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. Devil, you are a liar. You are defeated. For we decree and declare victory right there. Today, we've come to be changed. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, we've already won. The battle is already won. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ did it on the cross. So we're going to receive that today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we're not going to receive the point that said we are defeated. No, no, no. We decree and declare over that. We triumph over that. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare right now by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are victorious in every situation in our life right now, that we are prosperous, that we are increasing right now in favor and blessings right now because we believe and we stay in that place of believing and having faith in God. And we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your daughters and sons, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to John 4:42, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnesses to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you for your son, Jesus. Hallelujah. You sent the Savior. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. According to Matthew 7:21, out of the love that you placed in our heart for you, Lord, create in us a clean heart right now, a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, a repenting heart. Oh, Lord, in all our ways, oh God, let nothing be done in strife or vainglory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Father God, all things are possible, but with man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, hallelujah, according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O Lord God. Our soul thirsts for you, hallelujah, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desires, yea, even pines for the courts of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Hallelujah. Lord, let this be our heart's cry today. Let that fire burn everly increasingly in us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, uphold us, hallelujah, with our free spirit, and let God be magnified. Lord, if there be any wicked way within us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, let no murmur, complaining, backbiting, nor evil be found in us. Let our life be a glory, honor, and a praise unto you. Father God, circumcise our hearts right now. Fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Create in us a heart of worship right now, for we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads, and we thank you, Lord. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice, according to your word in Romans 12, 1 and 2, a sweet, savory aroma that would be glorified, honored, and our life would be a praise in the everyday things of life. To you, Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ and Holy Spirit, we praise and worship you, and you only. We come to you in love and in all the admiration through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that reaches us right now. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew our right spirit within us, that the mind of Christ arise within us today and over all areas of our life. We yield all that we are to worship, hallelujah. We yield all that we are right now, hallelujah, to ask you that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all praise, glory, and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord. We thank you. We decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we will walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us right now, and it's manifesting right now. His glorious presence is here right now. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that is taking place right now. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we decree and we declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and in his holy name, we live, we move, and we have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, oh Lord, nobody greater than you, Lord God. Nobody greater than you, Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have your way right now, Father God. Oh Lord, touch everyone's heart today, oh God. Let our hearts not be troubled, Father God. Lord, right now we ask that you purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. For there's no one greater than you. I thank everybody for tuning in today. Hallelujah. Like I was saying, we're having some system problems, but I did get a report from our evangelist here, Kimberly Revel, that said that you all can hear me. So I'm trusting that you all still can hear me, even at this time. Hallelujah. We just got to keep on pressing in. No matter what the situation look like, I'm going to trust and believe that God has already worked it out, amen, and that you all are receiving right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Understand today and know you all, I want to talk just a little bit, hit on the Holy Spirit so we can understand that you all, it is my prayer that all be filled today with the Holy Spirit. That you be filled, that you receive and be filled with the Holy Spirit. First of all, what you have to do is that you have to receive Jesus Christ. You got to surrender all over to Jesus Christ and receive the Holy Spirit of the living God. Let the Holy Spirit of the living God come and dwell in you. Make the Holy Spirit of the living God, then let him have residence in you, in your life. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, allow the Holy Spirit of the living God to guide you in this life. Hallelujah. It will not lead you astray. It will not lead you in the wrong way. Hallelujah. It will lead you down the path of righteousness. But I just need you to understand that what the Bible says, you all, about the Holy Spirit. When we look in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 16 through 18, the Bible says, of his fullness we have all received, and grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses. You all, grace and truth were realized through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God, who is, hallelujah, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Amen. So you can't receive just a part of God, you all. In receiving God the Son, you are receiving the fullness of God into your life. That person of God who resides within you, dwells in you, abides in you, fills you, is the Holy Spirit. He has given us the fullness of his own nature, that we truly may be created anew spiritually in his likeness. Amen. Amen. See, you need, I want you all to understand, there are three persons of the Trinity. There is one Godhead. Three persons, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are intimately and actively involved with all creation. The Father does his work. The Son does his work. The Spirit does his work. Each has a vital role in every believer's life. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I just want you to understand, it is the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, that is operating. But first, you've got to believe, and you got to receive. Receive Jesus Christ of Nazareth that came to die for you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, you got to surrender your life over to Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Be with you all. Amen. So we don't worship three gods. You understand this? We don't worship three gods. We have one God who exists with three unique functions. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit live in perfect agreement and one with all the same attributes. Each is eternal, omnipotent, omniscient, you all, in the name of Jesus Christ, omnipresent, unchanging, equal, and fully God. Amen? In the name of Jesus Christ. Understand, the Holy Spirit is not an apparition, you all, floating about here and there and manifesting himself as a mystery, you all. No, you see him, yeah, you don't, no matter. You don't operate in that type of manner. The Holy Spirit is the living personhood of God, the full personality and identity of God resident in us as believers. Amen. Somebody says, shout glory. Glory. I will shout more, but my voice is at a strain, but I'm going to press in and press on. I'm just thanking God for what God is doing, what God has already done, and what God is about to do in the life of a believer. Amen. I'm a believer. I believe you to be a believer, or you wouldn't be on this line today, taking out your time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. One more thing I want to explain to you all. According to Scripture in Jude chapter 20, verse 21, the Bible said, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. So we will never be able to grasp what God is like and who he really is until we understand the basics of what the Bible teaches about the Trinity. What an awesome blessing you and I have when we fully recognize that God is our Heavenly Father, Jesus is our Savior and Lord, amen, and the Holy Spirit is our great helper and empower, amen, hallelujah. So you are, whether you hear people say, you are not alone. I want you to understand, when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are not alone. Hallelujah. You receive the Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. That is operating in you, that guides you. He's your helper. He's your great helper and in power. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ right now. Right now, the New Testament is consistent in its presentation of the Holy Spirit as he rather than it. Understand this today, everybody. He is a seeking, feeling, active person working with God the Father and God the Son to affect our lives according to their collective will. Amen? According to his collective will. See, that ain't God. Father God, let thy will be done. Not my will, Lord God, but your will. Hallelujah. My will would lead me in the wrong direction. My will would cause me to crash and burn. But Lord, let thy will be done. People say, Jesus, take the will. Yeah, take my will and have your way with it. Amen. Glory to God. I just thank God for everybody that is here today. It's my birthday. I know many on the crowd today would like to have a line open so y'all can say happy birthday. I'm just going to believe that you already said happy birthday. I thank God for this day. Thank my mother for bringing me into this world, allowing a body to be used to bring me into this world. I want to share something with you all here. I'm bringing it down a notch because my voice is just, well, I wear this voice out, I tell you. but I'm trusting God for restoration. How many of us need restoration? Can we say restoration? Open up your mouth. Can we say restoration, God? Restore us, Lord God. We pray for divine restoration right now. Hallelujah. I'm listening to be restored, refreshed. Hallelujah. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, receive your restoration. Hallelujah. I want to say this, and I got several things I just want to share. I'm so full, you know, about getting our priorities straight. We have priorities, and some of us have our priorities in the wrong order. So I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for divine order in our lives so that we will put our priorities in order. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 12 and 13, fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. And in Colossians 3, 1 through 2, y'all, the Bible says, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. So God knows how busy your life is. As you move from task to task, remember to hold on to the golden cord that connects you to him, our Heavenly Father. He's always there regardless, you all. But the cord reminds you that he is. It keeps the conversation going between the two of you, and his love, joy, and peace flowing to you throughout your day, no matter what the situation is, no matter what your circumstances are. God will be there. Hallelujah. So keep in mind, put him first. God should be your first priority, because it is through his wisdom and strength that you accomplish the others. Amen. Understand that people, we got to put our priorities in order. Human beings can be hopelessly, you all, short-sighted. We can be that way. But the person who sees past today and plans for certainty has both the present and the future in mind. But when you accepted Christ's sacrifice for you on the cross and asked God to forgive your sins, your future in heaven was sealed. It was sealed, you all. But the Bible also talks about laying up treasure in heaven. Place your priorities on those things that are eternal rather than those things that are just for this world alone. Amen. I hope that helps somebody today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Yes, so much. I'm so full. I would love to share with you all, but I don't have enough time to share it all in this 30 minutes here on the shout. I'm just so excited, hallelujah, about the things of God. You all, set your mind each day. Set your day on God. Set your day with prayer. Amen. It's so important. This is how we communicate with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that we can be restored, renewed. Hallelujah. So that we can receive divine directions. So make sure that you're setting your day every day with God, you know, getting into the Word of God. I always start my day with devotional reading and prayer, you know, anointing my head each morning, you know, having water, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I tell you, God is doing a mighty work in this 40 days that we're on of prayer and some fasting, but, you know, coming mostly it's about coming into agreement in prayer these 40 days, and today is our day 20, so we're halfway through it, and I'm telling you, God is just, we came in one way, God did a whole new thing, so we're now on the bus, hallelujah, we're on that bus of praise and worship, amen, and God is doing it. I mean, he's doing it quickly. So I just want to decree and declare, as I do daily, confessing over our life that it's already done, and we receive it, that we can decree and declare. The Bible says we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in our life. So we decree and declare right now by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the power of his name that we are in Christ, and we are anointed, and we are powerful people of God, and we are joint heirs with Jesus and more than a conqueror. We are doers of the word of God and a channel for a spirit of blessing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we know that if God be for us, who can be against us? And that we are saved, delivered, hallelujah, healed, blessed beyond measures. And we thank you for the Lord. I thank you all again. I thank Evangelist Kim, my mother, Evangelist Irina Dudley and Sister Jordan and Apostle Miriam Moore on yesterday. They came and surprised me at Gringo's, took me to my favorite restaurant, and we were able to eat and fellowship and just and laugh and have a good time. We talked about when we first met and, you know, just how God is moving and now they're part of the ministry. You know, I'm pastoring them, and I just thank God that God trusts me to be able to lead his people that he loves, so his precious sheep. Amen. He don't just put anybody to shepherd his sheep. So I just thank God. I love God. Understand, well, God is using me for you. He is using you for me, and I'm so grateful that you allow God to use you for me. Amen. To strengthen me, to grow me in my walk in Christ, so that I can continue to build the kingdom of God. So I thank God for you. I thank God for my cousin Brenda Gill. email. Thank you for the text messages. Thank you, my those who sold to me today for my birthday. I thank you. May all that you have sold into me, I decree and declare good ground, that you reap a great harvest. Hallelujah. Then your time will come near. The harvest time, you all, is near. You shall reap all that you have sown in this soil, in this good soil, because I decree and declare over me right now, as God is my witness, that this soil that God you have planted in is good soil, and you shall reap a great harvest of blessings. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So I bless you all to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended you for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I genuinely love you and care about my family, my church family, and friends, and those that are connected to me. I really do love you. Hallelujah. And I bless you to enjoy peace. It's in Jesus' name that we pray, that we are saved, that we've come together. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. God bless you all. You all have a good day. The song will not play because the system is not. Oh, yeah, the song though. Look at God. You all have a blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Let us sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear Him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna hear
yeah.
One time.
Write my name in the book, call me.
One.